The California legislature is considering whether to raise the state's minimum age for buying and using tobacco to 21. That would be the highest in the country. California already has some of the nation's toughest anti-smoking laws, but advocates of the higher minimum age say it will help deprive tobacco companies of new generations of smokers. The companies have not yet taken a position. NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
The current minimum age for buying tobacco in the vast majority of states is 18. Alabama, Alaska, and Utah have raised it to 19. So hiking it to 21 in California would be a notable change. And here's why the bill's sponsor, State Assemblyman Paul Koretz, thinks it's an appropriate one.
In addition to protecting 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, this bill will make it much more difficult for 14 to 17-year-olds to get tobacco. If we raise the age to 21, a lot more IDs are going to be checked, and it will become very, very difficult for a 17-year-old to buy tobacco if we make this change.
Koretz says the bill, which was initiated by the California Medical Association, is designed to keep young people from developing the habit. The bill's sponsor in the state Senate, Joe Dunn, is also a lawyer who previously fought tobacco companies on behalf of Los Angeles County.
If, in fact, we can ensure that cigarettes do not get into the hands of anyone until they reach the age of 21, the tobacco industry knows very well that they will have virtually no customers. Because if you're not smoking by the age of 21, the chances of you ever smoking is virtually non-existent.
California already has one of the nation's lowest smoking rates, and it has a strict ban on smoking in public places, including bars. Tobacco companies have fought some of those previous measures, but Tom Ryan, a spokesman for the nation's largest cigarette maker, Philip Morris USA, says his company is not taking a position on this bill.
We have been very active in our support for the enforcement of existing laws, and we've also been very active in our own youth smoking prevention efforts. But on this issue, we defer to the state to determine what is the most appropriate age for the minimum purchase of tobacco.
But the idea bothers Jacob Sullum, senior editor of the libertarian Reason magazine and the author of For Your Own Good, The Anti-Smoking Crusade and the Tyranny of Public Health. He says even if a higher age could be strictly enforced, which he doubts, he feels society should treat smoking as an adult choice.
It's troubling to constantly be fiddling with the definition of adulthood. I think we should pick one definition and stick with it. So if somebody is old enough to get married and enlist in the military and sign contracts and live on their own, to make decisions that in many cases are difficult to reverse, and that's what we're talking about here in the case of smoking, then I think they certainly should be allowed to buy a cigarette.
There's a good chance the California bill will not become law this year, since it's being introduced very late in the legislative process, according to Sacramento Bee columnist Dan Walters. But Walters says it's an example of how liberals in the state house are trying to push their agenda in a new era of budget shortfalls, what he calls
liberalism on the cheap. Rather than spending more money on anti-smoking programs, you simply pass a bill that says if you're under 21, you can't smoke, and that pursues the agenda without actually having to spend any money.
But Walters predicts even if a higher smoking age doesn't pass this year, the debate is only just beginning. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.